Yeah, there was a lot of crossover and everything. There was still civil rights stuff going on, too. And when there was, like, a meeting with Atlanta Workshop and the Bird and so forth, there'd also be SCLC and SNCC and everybody else.
One of the comments Rupert made to us was, because he had the San Francisco experience, that in Atlanta, one of the things that, you know, I guess all the relationships around brought every group together, where they were separated more in other cities, but in Atlanta, it's kind of like all the different political groups and the hippies were all hanging because you had to kind of watch each other's back.
Well, Rupert and Kathy would be at the workshop office typing up stuff, running the mimeograph machine, trying to get the Great Speckled Bird started. Cause I think a lot of what they did was from that office because there was a typewriter, IBM. So I forget who, or I might remember, but I'm not going to say who got mad at the Bird one time and stole the balls. So letters said, "We got you by the balls."
Oh, man. So how did the Great Speckled Bird get started?
To ask Tom that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how, but I don't know why.
Emory started a newspaper, political, and it, you know, just circulated around Emory, and then they put out that we've got the ditto sheet announcing, trying to, a contest to come up with a name. And he said, then they went to the 12th gate and saw some old blues man, and he did the song, Great Speckled Bird of Paradise, and said, they walked out and said, that's got to be it. That's got to be it.
It's an omen.
Now, was 12th Gate on Charles Allen then, or it moved to 10th Street?
On 10th Street.
10th at that time, because it started out on Charles Allen.
Where on Charles Allen?
Charles Allen, right next to Ponce de Leon, maybe two, three houses down. On the side.
I thought it'd always been over there, because I'd had an older cousin that went to Tech and used to talk about going over to the folk sing, you know, kind of laughing at these folk singers at the little coffee house.
Well, Bruce started there, and he's undercover Methodist guy. He's food bank now, I think.
Bruce Donnelly.
Bruce Donnelly. I saw him not too long ago at a function. He's all right for a Methodist preacher. But it never really came out. That was a good thing.
Oh.
Yeah. There was no proselytizing going on at 12th.
That's what I always felt. Good music and a varied lineup.
Thanks.